This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today the lesson on the great problem of human suffering, which we began yesterday. And I call your attention, first of all, to that marvelous passage found in Psalms 84, verses 11 and 12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. This wonderful passage pictures God as being the very thing every one of us needs. Light to dispel the darkness, and a shield to protect against dangers. These two figures have an especially fine application to the problems of suffering. Many people in the midst of suffering are truly in spiritual darkness. They are bewildered by what is happening to them. They can neither understand it nor see the way out of it. They have no shield with which to guard themselves against the pain, the affliction, and the sheer burden of the situation. How much, then, do such people need a sun and shield? In ordinary times, when men think of the sun, they think of the source of light. They think of warmth, good cheer, vitality, strength, beauty, and fruitfulness. Many times the sufferer, especially those who have suffered for a long time, come to dread the night. They dread that time of night when all of the other members of the family are asleep. But they, the sufferers, lie awake because of both the pain which tears at their bodies and the fear which torments their spirits. How in the midst of the long, dreary hours of the night they long for the light of the morning sun. How they long for the first faint rays of light in the eastern sky. How blessed to the sufferer is the light of the sun. In much the same way, in ancient times, soldiers depended a great deal upon their shields for protection from the blows of the enemy. And surely our Lord is like a shield, protecting the whole man from the burdens of his life. And God does this in the sense of providing him with the strength and the wisdom to bear suffering in the right way. God is man's shield by giving him sufficient resources with which to meet the trials and tribulations of life. And it can be well said that every human life is a great battlefield, which will be fought in darkness and without protection if the individual lives without God. Those who live without God simply do not have adequate resources with which to meet tribulation and severe suffering. The passage which I read in the beginning of our study, Psalms 84, verses 11 and 12, further explains that God gives grace and glory to those who walk uprightly. Note that this is a promise which involves grace, not merit. Yet it is a promise which is carefully qualified. Our Lord will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. This does not mean that God will necessarily give to the sufferer everything for which he asks. It does mean that God will not forsake the righteous sufferer and will give him what is best for him to have. God will withhold no good thing. It may be the case that you, the listener, are at this very moment in the midst of great suffering. You or one of your family may be very ill. You may have lost through death your dearly beloved wife, husband, child, mother, or father. You may be bewildered by many things which you do not understand. You may be tragically afraid of what is now happening to you and what you envision may yet happen. If this is the case, does the Bible have a message for your heart? And I'm happy to say that it does. The Bible tells you what to do. It tells you to whom to turn. God is our refuge and our fortress. He is our rock and our salvation. He is our high tower. He is a sun and shield for our troubled hearts. Psalms 84, verses 11 and 12. Psalms 103, verse 14.